The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today is the feast of St. Luke the Evangelist. St. Luke is likely the best known of the saints that we've met so far, and for good reason, as he's the author of both the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, which account for more than a quarter of the entire New Testament. St. Luke's date and place of birth is unknown, though tradition holds that he was a Greek and a Gentile, possibly from Antioch. One argument for his Gentile background is that in the letter to the Colossians, when St. Paul first mentions the friends with him, he does not include Luke in the list of Jews. Furthermore, Luke's gospel shows a special emphasis on evangelizing Gentiles by including the parable of the Good Samaritan and the episode of Jesus praising the faith of the Gentiles. The book of Acts shows that Luke was a companion of St. Paul during part of his missionary journeys. In Acts chapter 16, Luke's narrative goes from the third person to the first person, with him narrating as one participating in the events. Paul also mentions Luke several times in his letters, including in Philemon 24, and especially in 2 Timothy 4:11, when Paul says, during his final imprisonment, "Only Luke is with me." With many of the saints, their writings merely complement their deeds. With Luke, especially as so little is known for sure about his life, it's the writings that are the key. Imagine the Bible without the Acts of the Apostles. We wouldn't have Pentecost, the spread of the early church, the conversion of Gentiles, the first martyr, St. Stephen, or the conversion and ministry of St. Paul. And consider Luke's gospel for just a moment. Clearly, there are events recorded which are common to the other three gospels, especially Mark and Matthew. But here is what we would not have without Luke's detailed account. We would know nothing about the birth of John the Baptist. We would not have the account of the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary or of her visit to Elizabeth, both of which contain the words that make up the first half of the Hail Mary. We would not have the episode of the young Jesus teaching the priests and scribes in the temple. Also missing would be the emphasis on the poor and outcast, and well-known and well-loved stories like the prodigal son, the Good Samaritan, Lazarus and the rich man, and the forgiven woman washing Jesus' feet with her tears. Mercy and forgiveness are a key theme of Luke's gospel. Just as little is known about Luke's early life, accounts of his death vary. Some early accounts say he was martyred, while others claim he lived to an old age and died a natural death. The earliest tradition says he died in his 80s, in Greece. St. Luke is the patron saint of physicians and surgeons, having been identified as a physician by not only St. Paul, but also Eusebius, St. Jerome, and St. Irenaeus. His symbol is the ox. You simply cannot begin to understand the Christian faith apart from Luke's gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. So I say read them today. They work well being read as one long account, rather than as two totally separate works. St. Luke the Evangelist, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.